The Tri-Cities Area Habitat for Humanity is more than just building houses, it's building community. The Women Build program is well underway, as is a house being built by West Michigan Women Volunteers, including the homeowner. The roving microphone goes on site and brings you sounds from the building.
This whole week has been Women Build Week, and this is sponsored by Lowe's, and 300 affiliates across the country were selected to participate. And Lowe's gave $2 million for 2017 for this to happen across the country. And we have 50-plus women out building, and as you can see, we have a wall going up right now, and women can get a lot done.
They sure can. Hey, where are we located? We're kind of in the Grand Haven area.
We're in the city of Grand Haven. The house is 1317 Columbus Street, and we have one of our potential homeowners here working on the house, and it's an exciting time. They have to put she's a single mom, so grandmom, really. She has two adopted grandchildren, and she has to put at least $100 in on the house, and then another $100 with friends and family throughout the community with what we do.
And she's putting in a little sweat equity to boot.
This is the sweat equity.
So what was the plan as you all gathered today to do a little work? Does your foreman basically shout out responsibilities?
He does. He tells everybody what their job is, and if they don't know how to do it, trains them on the job.
What are some of the jobs you think that are happening?
Well, today, since we're starting from the basement up, there was a lot of moving 2x4s around, as you can see. They finished putting the flooring on earlier this morning, and now they're building the walls and raising them.
This
is an exciting time because it goes fast.
Well, and that was my question, is there an end date? When do you want this house, the doors open?
A normal build takes about 6 weeks, sometimes longer, can take up to 12. This one isn't fully funded yet, so we still need more donations so we can keep it going.
And remind me, Tri-Cities Area Habitat for Humanity, what's your just? What's your mission?
Our mission is to provide safe, decent, affordable housing.
You think these gals are learning some skills?
I know they are.
What do you need from the community?
We need support through volunteering, donations always help, and just advocacy for affordable housing.
My name is Brandy Thies. I am the Pro Sales Specialist at Lowe's in Muskegon.
And Lowe's is playing a very important role for this future homeowner. Tell me about it.
It's something that we've done for about 10 years now. We volunteer and give money, time to Habitat because it's a fantastic cause. We support Tri-Cities and Muskegon Habitat out of our store on Sherman in Muskegon. It's pretty exciting. This is my probably fifth year doing it myself, and a lot of the volunteers volunteer again, and we always have several new that we usually get to join that love it and continue to participate.
So describe your work attire.
Well, we get our awesome shirt that's got the National Women's Week for the Habitat Build with Lowe's. It depends on how nice the day is, so we're pretty sweaty today. We get jeans, covered shoes, we get hard hats and safety glasses. They're very big on safety. They have courses that you have to take online to be able to come out to the site, and then they go over safety information when you first get here as well.
So what have your jobs been today?
Well, we framed in some walls. We just raised one, which is pretty exciting to actually see something be built. It's a little bit different when you drive by a house versus feeling the accomplishment of actually seeing a wall that's going to be a house. So that's been pretty much everything, but we've been doing nail guns and saws and hammers and lots of fun tools that normally on our regular work days we would never be able to play with, really.
Now, what about the foreman? He looks like he's giving orders. Is he a nice man?
He's fantastic. I did this last year with him, and I was very excited to be able to do it again this year. He doesn't really give orders. He suggests, and if it's something you're not comfortable with, he doesn't push you to do it, but he will definitely show you and give you the proper tools to be able to use the tools.
And what's it like working side-by-side with the homeowner?
Oh, it's fun. You can actually see, and I feel like you get a lot of feedback from them as to how much they really appreciate what you're doing. You know, sometimes people think, oh, it's a nice day and you don't have to do your regular job, you're going to go out and volunteer. But that's really not the big picture. When you see those homeowners and you see how hard they work and how appreciative they are, it's pretty impacting.
And I trust you're all using hammers from Lowe's.
Oh, they've got Lowe's hammers from years back. There's all kinds of fun stuff in that little cabin over there, but yes, absolutely.
Vicki Colson, Development Manager for Tri-Cities Area Habitat for Humanity.
So how does this play in the whole field of, I guess, the subset of where Habitat for Humanity, the women build, how unique is this?
I think it's quite unique. Lowe's does this only 1 week during the year, and it affects about 300 different habitats. So it's a wonderful thing that Lowe's does.
Tell me a little bit about your homeowner.
Our homeowner, she is a wonderful person who is putting in a lot of sweat equity on this job as well as many other jobs. She is somewhat, what's happening nowadays. She now has her grandchildren. That she is the guardian for her grandchildren. So that's put her in a position where she needed a home for them. She was a single person before, but now she's taken over responsibility for these grandchildren. So she wants to get them the best, safest, reliable housing that she can.
Women build. How are you recruiting your gals?
A little bit of everything. Lowe's brings women. Each of us have women in different organizations tomorrow. We have a group of women from Curves. I'm a member of a local Curves. We have some church groups that come out, all kinds of different women's organizations as well that want to be a part of this.
Where do your dollars come from? How can we make homes for everybody on the block?
Well, there are many ways. We do a year-end requests that we send out, but in addition to that, throughout the year we have different fundraisers. The one that I came in and talked with you last month about was our big 6-0 bash, which was very successful. Our next one is coming up in about 5 weeks. It is a craft beer tasting. It's called Hops for Homes. It takes place June 15th at the Grand Haven Golf Club. And if somebody's interested in tickets, they can give us a call at 616-846-1505.
And same deal if somebody's interested, specifically women, in building?
Yes, they don't even have to be specifically women. We are looking for volunteers of all ages, must be over 16, but retirees are most welcome. Somebody that, works a unique work schedule, maybe they could fit this in. And we are always looking for volunteers, absolutely.
And tell me about that home dedication when the homeowner gets the keys to the house.
Well, you know, I only started with Habitat at the end of November, so only about 3 weeks into my job here with Habitat, I had the pleasure of going to a dedication, and it was very touching. I think this one, when we get ready to dedicate this house, will be even more so because I've been involved from the beginning. But the one that I was a part of, there was a disabled mother with three young children, and the children were just over the moon.
My name is Mark Sheridan, co-owner of Shoot for Soul Photography with my wife Summer Sheridan, and we're here today documenting the build on Columbus Street in Grand Haven, Michigan.
It's part of the volunteer team that has stepped forward. So what's it mean to document the build?
Well, what we do, our primary business is real estate photography and video. We have a drone, we have stuff for interior shots and things like that. And we just feel that the Habitat project is so important that we called them and volunteered to document the building process throughout, from the first wall lift right to the landscaping at the end. And in the end, it gives the family images of the build process long after it's over with.
And so obviously here, what a story this is. But do you do this for anyone?
We do this for any habitat that would want that. We do it for Muskegon as well. And it takes a while, obviously, because the build takes a while. We're going back now and going to shoot this afternoon the landscaping, the final, both video and stills for the last year's build here in town. And then later on, probably next week, in Muskegon as well, since they're done with that.
And what a treasure for, well, not only your team, but for the homeowner.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, it, you know, they're such a part of the process. They really get into it, and it's something I think anybody who builds a home, it's probably a neat idea throughout that process because they're going to be there a very long time to kind of document all the hard work that they put into it. And with Habitat Homes, the eventual homeowner has a lot of skin in the game, so we like to image that.
And as a guy, what do you think about the women build?
I was here for it last year. I think it's fantastic. There are a couple guys mixed in every single time, but they do a fantastic job. And under the tutelage of Patrick, the supervisor, building supervisor here, they just really swing a mean hammer.
Now, what's your skill? Are you a hammer or a stapler or a supervisor?
I'm a photographer. That's what I am. My legit job is I fly airplanes for American Airlines, but that's how we were able to bring the drone into the process. So we come out. I have built my own home, but we swing a camera here, pretty much.
Patrick Toi, construction manager for Tri-Cities Area Habitat for Humanity.
So what's your responsibility?
My title says it all, doesn't it? I oversee the build sites for Habitat in the Tri-Cities area. We currently have two build sites going at once. We're trying to wrap up a 100-year-old house remodel that we did last winter. And we just started this house, 2 weeks ago? Yeah. So my job is to oversee construction, safety, and overall quality.
How are the gals doing?
Gals do great. Everyone is eager. That's what I like. We teach those who want to be or want to learn something, and we teach them how to use the tools if they're if they're not afraid, and even if they are, we try and talk them into it and let them get comfortable with it. That's just how we work it.
What stage are we now, and how do you get to the end stage?
Well, we're raising walls right now. We're framing the walls and raising them. The east and west wall will be up this week. We got the one wall up this afternoon on the west, and by tomorrow afternoon we should have the east wall up, and we'll be putting the end walls up probably start of next week, Monday, Tuesday. And as far as you know, how long it takes, it just depends on how many people we have and the weather. Really can't stick to a schedule when you got two variables like that.
And how's the homeowner doing? Is she pulling her weight?
Oh, she's doing great. She's currently got a bum ankle, and she's trying to stay off the deck and handle registrations. And she ferries water to everybody, and she'll work when she feels her ankle will let her. But she's doing great.
What do you get out of this?
Well, I used to have my own business. I'm a certified aging in place specialist, and I remodeled for people with limitations due to illness or accident. I would remodel their homes if they were in wheelchairs. We would widen hallways, make roll under sinks and that type of thing. And when I got the got a phone call to talk to Habitat, it was because the previous construction manager, who was a friend of mine, had a stroke, and Habitat asked me if I would fill in until he came back. Well, he couldn't come back, and Habitat asked me to stay on, and I enjoy meeting the people. The work is pretty much or similar to what I used to do, not as much remodeling, but it's still making a house accessible for people who are in wheelchairs. And that was right in my wheelhouse. So
if you put me to work right now, what would you have me do?
Well, we're currently framing up the east wall, and
you'd have me push and pull.
I'd have you cut and foam.
Okay. All right, put me to work. Cindy Marinko,
yeah.
Homeowner. And what's it mean to be a homeowner? How'd this come into your life?
Well, I applied over a year ago and been going through all the process of being a homeowner, and I finally got to that point.
So you're out here helping to build your home. Did they have to twist your arm?
No, they did not have to twist my arm. I've got about 100 hours in at the Restore helping out there, and I've got about 100 hours to do here.
Great. Who Who will live in this home with you? Who will take over the, who will be handed the keys?
It will be my two granddaughters and myself. I've adopted them.
That's nice. So what's it like today?
Warm. We put up a wall, and that was really something else to have that happen. But
have you been involved in the actual planning? In other words, do you know if you're going to have two or three bedrooms? How close do you get to this process?
Well, the plans were shown to me. It's three bedrooms and then an egress window in the bottom, so we can make a fourth at some date if we want to.
And the ultimate move-in day, what do you anticipate?
I do not anticipate. I don't know.
You just go with it,
yes.
Don't you?
Whatever happens, happens.
What's it like to work with those who are volunteering their time?
It's been awesome. They've been hard workers. A lot of my family have come up and helped, and different groups like Lowe's today, and it's been very nice.
And what have you learned when it comes to house building?
Everything. I didn't know much, so I've learned a lot.
Why should someone volunteer for, say, a Tri-Cities Area Habitat for Humanity? Final question.
Just there is such an opportunity to bless other people and put in your time.
Gonna cry when you get the keys?
I am.
She's gonna be a beauty on the grounds of 1317 Columbus in Grand Haven. For more information, log on to tricitieshabitat.org.